Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
I'm sure you saw this yesterday. I know you were busy working, but the Commanders are going to play the New Orleans Saints without Derek Carr. And on top of that, the Commanders think they're going to have Marshawn Lattimore on the field. Chris Olave has not been available to the New Orleans Saints. They're pretty broken at wide receiver right now.
Yeah, they're beat up.
Have you seen their receiving depth chart? They're devoid of weapons for the most part. Marquez Valdez-Scantling has found something since getting to the Saints, which is good for him because he's bounced all over the place. He's had a couple of big games. But they're throwing to Cedric Wilson Jr., the former Dolphin, and a guy named Kevin Austin Jr. I don't know anything about him.
I don't know much about Kevin Austin.
I will apologize in advance.
Junior or senior.
But like he's a starting receiver for them right now. And probably Jake Haener, maybe Spencer Rattler, are going to be throwing those guys the football. So it goes without saying, you kind of got to get this one, don't you? You're going on the road. I get it. You're playing in a dome, which is typically loud, but it's not going to be as loud as it normally is in December because the game for Saints fans just isn't that important. Closing in on the holidays now. You might have a few Saints fans opting to do some Christmas shopping over going to watch a team that has already fired its head coach that is without its starting quarterback. But Danny, everything's kind of coming up Commanders here.
Yeah, I mean, the Shanahan axiom that you adopted, that you passed on to us, we've now adopted as a show, when you play them. You saw in weeks one and two, you might get 50 on you, right? With Olave healthy and Shaheed going over the top and Kamara going for 200 yards all-purpose and Taysom Hill being there as a weapon on goal lines and third and ones and tush-pushing and doing everything in between. They just don't have anything. Like, they don't have anybody left that's worth a damn. To your point, their best weapon right now is Marquez Valdez-Scantling. With all due respect, he's not a number one. He's just not number two, and he's probably a guy that you could have picked up at any point in time over the last handful of months to just be the third or fourth or fifth guy on your roster. They are so beat up, in such bad shape, cap-wise, health-wise, team-wise, like they need a full reboot, reset, restart. So this is the perfect time to play them. And of course, it's all terrifying if you're a Washington fan. Nobody should be overconfident at all, given the number of times you're going, they can't lose to Tommy DeVito when they do. They can't lose to name that backup quarterback or name that Cooper Rush or name that other guy that's terrible. And then they do. Hopefully this is different now, but on paper, there is no better time to play the New Orleans Saints than right now this minute.
So here's where I'm going to separate from, I think, a lot of Commanders fans. I acknowledge that they could lose the game. You can always lose a game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the NFL, man. It's in any given Sunday league. Of course, the Saints can beat them. But there is a big difference between that and acknowledging when you absolutely should win a game, which was what we did all week when they played the Dallas Cowboys, who, by the way, they lost to. Mm-hmm. The point remains, they should have beaten Dallas. There was no good reason for them not to beat Dallas. It was unacceptable to lose that football game. With the one caveat being, and this was something Dan Quinn really harped on and went hard in the paint on, division games are weird. Not a great analytical argument.
Yeah.
But it's a thing. You play in the division. You play a rival. Quirky things happen. It's not quite the same. This is not the division, right? This is not the familiar foe. This is not your brother you got the rivalry with in the NFC East. There's just no reason for them not to go out and just take advantage of an opportunity.
Yeah, quite frankly, they should sandblast this team. I mean, they should be start to finish better than them in every aspect, foot on the throat, dominate them.
The but Saints are terrible defensively.
Yeah.
And they can't stop the run. Like, it is a bad matchup for New Orleans, even if they're healthy, trying to beat Washington. So, yeah, I mean, it should be a 9-5 record going into the final 3 weeks of the season at that point. Mm-hmm. And you're in a really, really good spot if you can pull that off. You know what else is this week? And I don't hear anybody talking about this. Maybe that just means I'm not paying enough attention to the right places. Chase Young week. Lest we forget.
Oh, yeah.
Why is nobody talking about this? Everyone's forgotten about old Chase. Hashtag revenge game.
Wow.
So just in time for Washington. Do you know what he did this past week?
He had a nice game, actually, last week, didn't he?
He had no sacks because he never had sacks.
Oh.
But he got 10 pressures, which, shtick aside, is super impressive. He had 36 plays where he rushed the quarterback this past week. They played the New York Giants. Drew Lock. Held on to the ball, not particularly good, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But on 36 rushes, Chase Young got pressure 10 times, 28% of the time, which was tied for his best game ever in terms of pressures of the quarterback. On the season, he ranks fourth in the NFL with 61 pressures entering week 14. Now, he does not finish. It's just not his thing. Sacks, for whatever reason, and Chase Young are not friends. But this year, he gets a lot of pressures. He pushes his man with strength kind of into the face of the quarterback. He gets around the QB. He's been pretty relentless, and he's played okay. And I just want to acknowledge going into this game in New Orleans that is quite a storyline, that Chase Young has a chance to make a big play against the Commanders in a game they've got to have.
So to your point, you're right. Nobody's talking. I didn't even think of it until you mentioned it. I was like, where's he going right now? Like, is there some other sport I should be paying attention to? Like the National Junior Hockey Championships, USA plays Canada. I had no idea what you were going to say.
Marshawn Lattimore is going to be the headline.
Yeah.
Right? That Lattimore is going back to New Orleans. To me, Chase Young against the team that drafted him number two, that correctly didn't give him a fifth-year option, which does not happen when you get picked that high, that traded him in the final year of his contract. Mm-hmm. That's a way more interesting story.
Yeah, for not that much.
That he's playing against that team than that Marshawn Lattimore, a corner who fell out of favor with New Orleans and vice versa, you know, is basically coming back from injury against the Saints.
So it's easy to crack jokes. And by the way, I'm going to, just as an FYI, 3.5 sacks. That's not very much in 13 games. However, to your point, though, 19 quarterback hits to kind of go along with those pressures, he actually is pass rushing decently well.
He's having a good season.
He's got 7 more quarterback hits, for example, than anybody on Washington at this point. So with guys with much more gaudy sack totals with Luvu and others. So he's not a total zilch.
In fairness to those guys, and I shouldn't argue about one tree in the forest here, but I mean they're completely different jobs than Chase Young.
Oh no,
like, yeah, they have more not responsibility every single down.
Totally.
So the comp would be like Dante Fowler as an example,
mm-hmm.
just as an aside.
Yeah.
But to your point, let's comp him to Montez Sweat, who has 4.5 sacks this year. By the way, I mean, come on, guys.
Is that it really?
Yeah.
For Sweat,
tackles for loss, he's got 7. He has 9 quarterback hits. What does Chase Young have?
19.
I mean, Chase Young's having a year, dude. Good for him. Now, he can't sack the quarterback.
Mm.
I don't know why.
Is he getting one this weekend? You feel like he gets one?
I think this has a half sack written all over it. I think he gets...
Like, is it a Stubblefield half sack where he puts that, touches him and puts his hand up?
It's like a Jaden Daniels drops back, tries to scramble, runs out of bound, like... You know, gets tackled, I'll say, a yard from the line of scrimmage by two guys at once, and Chase Young's one of them. And then he'll get up, and you will know it, because he's going to make a big deal about it. That half sack he's going to get for the loss of 1 yard. That's my prediction.